I know we're going to get to polling and the precincts and the lawsuit you filed, Doctor, but what do you think about what happened over the weekend and how do you put a stop to it?
Well, I think that, look, all they got to do is continue to watch the mayor and his social media and have people to take a look at and find out where all this stuff is going, and then arrest those guys and here again, charge them, and do what they need to do because this lunatic, she's incapable of, in my opinion, running the city of Chicago with the violence and with this car race. She can't stop people from running these cars and spinning around. How's she going to stop other crime? Yeah.
Yeah, it was just hard watching the police having to back up because their cruisers were getting attacked and there didn't seem to be enough force out there to put a stop to it. But I know they're trying to put more ordinances on the books and put a stop to it. But thank you for joining Chicago's Afternoon News. We spoke with the Chicago Board of Elections, one of their spokespeople last week when you were standing outside announcing that you're going to file a lawsuit, and now you've done that. Tell everybody what the lawsuit contains.
Well, it contains all 77 neighborhoods of Chicago, not just one segment of it. You had a low voter turnout last time, and they're talking about, saving $2 million. They should be putting $2 million or more and trying to encourage people to come out and vote. You know, and then the other thing, too, is that it's going to confuse people. Our number one voters, I think, around this country are senior citizens. They only live off $2 or $3 a week for food allowance. And since the price went up so high on food, they can't afford to try to go to a poll or go out of their neighborhood and things of that nature. It's disenfranchising people. And, a lot of people have a fault, and I do have a right to be able to vote, And then even if they were going to do it that way because of the map changing, now is not the right time to do it. If they don't do it, wait until after the election over with, and then hold the meetings into the community and get everybody input on it. And then go from there.
Chicago election officials have voted. Well, they haven't voted. They're going to cut voting precincts by nearly 40%. And Dr. Willie Wilson is joining us. He's running for mayor. He says it will greatly impact senior citizens. And there are some pretty big numbers when it comes to how many precincts are actually being cut. This was something that was done by Illinois legislators to save $2 million. Heck, Willie, you've given away more than $2 million in the past 6 months, haven't you?
I think I believe we give away, yes. And to answer your question, yes. I've given that away last 4 or 5 or 6 months. I don't know. I lost count. I think $5.2 million. That's not counting the rest of the money that we're giving away. Look, $2 million. I mean, that's no money in the scheme of everything. I don't think the mayor and the city council, they had a budget to fund the Board of Education. They do not have to do this. So it's $2 million. I mean, she probably need to pay for them for the ticket that she ran the light in her cars, it's just not fair, to do it, especially this time now. And people would be confused going to the polls, trying to find out where they, can vote at. If they got to go to another poll, the line is long. And then what about the hardship on the finance, too? So this just goes to show you how out of touch this mayor is out of touch.
Dr. Wilson, do you think that your lawsuit will put a stop to this? Do you think it's going to stop the closure of these precincts?
I'm certain to hope so. We do all what we necessary can do by any means necessary within the law. I think somebody has got to raise the issue. I don't like spending money on lawsuit when I could be continually giving this money away like I've done over the last 30 or 40 some years to helping people right now, especially with inflation and need. That money that I'm spending now, to protect people in terms of the voting situation. Look, you can delay what you want to delay. They delayed COVID-19 on a lot of things that they needed to get done. You know, I do think it's going to raise the issue and hope that we can get a judge that understands the need, the people need to vote.
Well, thank you for joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News. We always appreciate your input, and we'll come back and share the response from the Chicago Board of Elections coming up next. First, a check on weather and traffic and Lauren's newscast next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.